Find out things that you have in the house. This thing here, you call a...
What is it? Yeah.
Okay. What about the longer thing y'all are sitting on?
Sofa. Before they made it, huh? I call it a sofa. Some people call it a dufo. Dufo, something.
They
call them sofa now.
Come on.
This is a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sofa chair.
Huh?
And that's a sofa chair.
What?
Chair, sofa chair.
Yeah,
and this is a long sofa. And this chair is a... What they call them chairs then? What they call them chairs?
Recliner.
A reclining chair. You show that back.
Is a sofa chair a special kind of chair?
I don't know.
Must be.
What sort of things do people used to have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Oh, they used to call it an armor.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. An armor or a chaperone.
Look at Mama coming.
Could you hang things up in an armor?
Yeah, in a chaperone too.
What was the difference?
What? An armor and a chaperone?
Uh-huh.
An armor is just you fold your clothes on one side and hang it on one side. And the chaperone got drawers down on one side. My chaperone got three drawers on one side. And a place where you put your hats. And on one side is a hanging place. I got a chaperone now. That's all the time. You hardly see them no more. You hardly see a chaperone no more.
What about something that just had drawers in it so you couldn't have
chest of drawer. You call them a chest of drawer just with drawers.
Anything
else besides the chest of
drawers?
Leave him alone.
What about something they have nowadays
built into the little room, built into the house? Locker, it's called
that.
Huh?
A locker.
Okay. Anything
else?
A locker is like just
in here.
See that?
Oh.
That's a lock.
Uh-huh.
You hang clothes up in there. Just to hang clothes up. My husband made shelves in there that I could pull my clothes and put them in there. You don't see how it's made?
Yeah. You know those things that
huh?
Those things that you can put in windows to pull down to keep out the light?
Window shade. Got okay. Window shade and got window and blind.
Okay, the shades are the solid.
Yeah, that's a window shade there.
And you
see if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture and stuff like that, that you didn't have any use for, what would you call that? You say it's not good anymore.
I'll call it junk, me.
Okay. What about a place where you could use to store things that you don't know what to do with?
Well, you put it in a barn if you want to store it away.
Uh-huh.
In a barn, they call it.
Do you ever have a junk room or a lumber room or a storeroom?
I have a barn.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a barn.
What about the say if a woman's house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to do what?
Have to clean it up.
Okay. And the thing that she'd sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. Say if the broom was in the corner there and the door was open so that you couldn't see the broom.
Mm-hmm.
Say the broom was
in the corner.
Or in relation to the door. It was where?
I'd call it in the corner.
You know, like it's behind the
door. Oh, that's what I'm like behind the door.
Okay.
You say it's back of the door.
Okay. And years ago, women would get all the clothes together, and they'd go out and do the, on Monday, women would get the clothes together, and they'd do the...
The washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday, they'd do the...
Ironing.
What about nowadays, you could send your clothes to a...
To the laundry.
Uh-huh. Do people ever used to use that word laundry to talk about washing and ironing?
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm.